Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa DeYoung. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 65 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And it's really good to be back. You might have noticed that I didn't publish a podcast last week. I have been doing a weekly podcast for over a year. and it's been so much fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, and there's been so many benefits, and I have done a pretty good job of planning and not making a big deal out of it. And I don't really overplan my podcast. I kind of have a general sense of what I'd like to speak about, and I get a bit of help with editing. And yeah, so last week was the first week that I didn't publish a podcast, which was kind of fun to just let that happen. And I know that's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal at all. And I don't think many people noticed, but it was interesting to reflect on that for me. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. Today's episode is kind of just a general update and some recent life reflections, some stuff that I've been kind of navigating that I'd really love to share. I don't have a particular theme or topic in mind in relation to things like period pain or anything like that. But if you are someone who is trying to live more in tune with your cycle, and if you are somebody who has or has had in the past period pain or suffering with your cycle, or basically all the stuff I talk about, and you want to live feeling better in your body and you want to live more connected to yourself and have more, just a more aligned relationship with yourself and the world around you, then everything I'm going to share today will hopefully be relevant. But I am going to dive a little bit more into just some personal reflections, because that's really what's on my mind. And I don't really want to, I never really record forcing a topic. I try to not do that. And so I want to really just speak about what's just on my mind, whether it's in my business or a theme that's coming up through client work or personally. And the last few weeks, it's just been a lot of personal stuff that I've been thinking about. So I'd really like to just share a little bit about what's been going on for me. And I know a lot of you know me because you've been on my professional training, or you've worked with me, or you don't know me, or you might know me through the podcast. And yeah, I'm really enjoying this community. So I'm really grateful for you all for listening. And I do get a lot of really lovely messages from people I know, people I don't know. And I always really appreciate that. So thank you for that. So yeah, where do I want to start with this? Okay, so I'm on cycle day 4 today. It's Friday, and it's just been a lot. It's really, really been a lot. And I'm going to share a little bit more vulnerably with you. So in January, I left my home because as I had said before, I was having some noise nuisance problems that were just getting worse. And yeah, long story short, I had to bite the bullet and just leave because no one was helping me. So I did that. And Richard and I, we were moving in together anyway. And so I moved in with him, and then I moved house at the same time. And work has been busy, all in a very good way. And a lot of you saw that I had the great and really joyous opportunity of giving a talk to the organization FIFA in Switzerland. So that was my first international work arrangement, which was really great. And then I've also hired a new admin assistant. Shout out to Rosie, who I'm going to introduce officially soon. So even though these are all really exciting and really positive things in my life, it has been a lot. It really has been a lot. And I just came to a point last week where, and it was through therapy, obviously, that I kind of realized this, I was just like, oh my God, I need to hit pause. I'd also been away with my family, which was really enjoyable, but also brings its own challenges, a conversation for another day. And yeah, so moving, you know, my friend said to me, like, Lisa, you've moved in with your boyfriend. And the thing is, like, the world celebrates that. Like, the world's like, yay, move in with your partner. And that's a positive step forward. But the reality is really like, my reality was kind of messy and complicated and awkward. And we clashed on a lot of things. And my friend Sheila said to me, Lisa, you have moved two people and their histories under one roof. So what did you expect was going to happen? I was like, yeah, that's so true. So all of the shadow stuff was coming up for both of us, and we didn't argue and everything is fine, but it just wasn't like what you see in the movies, obviously. So that was a whole thing to navigate. Thankfully, I feel like I've moved through that. Richard is actually away this week in Glastonbury, so at the music festival there in the UK. So I have the place to myself, which has been nice, but also kind of different as well. And it's been so sweet. He's left me, he might kill me for sharing this, but I won't overshare, but he has left me little love notes around the house during the week. And I've found them in places like in the wardrobe and in drawers and in the butter dish. And it's just been the most sweet thing ever. And yeah, I just feel very, very lucky and very happy in that regard. So yeah, it's just really, really been a lot. The reason I'm sharing all this with you is because a few reasons. I want to be as transparent as I can. I don't want to, like, I'm pretty boundaried. I'm quite a private person, and I'm also very boundaried when it comes to personal life and work. But I'm also conscious of the fact that I'm human, and, you know, in marketing and in connecting with your audience and community and all you guys listening, I think it's nice to share personal stuff that's going on for me that feels okay to share, and that might be helpful for people to hear, because I don't want anyone to think that I have my shit together. I certainly don't. And so I'm on day four now. But the period, not this period just that I'm on now, but the period that I had last month was really bad. And like, it was like one of those episodes where I was like curled up in bed for half the day in a lot of pain, even with painkillers. And I had a lot of fear moving through me and a lot of emotion. And it was, yeah, I really like it just, I've had to kind of go back to the beginner's mindset of, you know, what it is that I'm doing and the values of menstrual cycle awareness and menstruality and the teachings that I've received through my trainings. And it's not easy. Like, it's not like, you know, even though I can talk about these things and teach these things and help a lot of people, I have to come back to beginner's mind constantly, because the world will demand your attention and your time and your energy. And so I'm really in this place now where I am kind of realizing, yeah, I just want to get clearer in my boundaries and my time management, make myself not as available for, you know, demands and people and etc. And so with that said, not that I find this podcast demanding, I don't at all. It's just doing a weekly episode has become a little bit of a stretch for me, given everything that's going on. And I'm currently figuring things out with my assistant Rosie, and that's taking some time to figure stuff out with her. And I've decided I'm going to do a bi-weekly podcast. I know, it's really not a big deal. So that's what we're going to play around with for a while. And the reason is just to give myself some more space and energy so that I can tap into myself a bit more. Because I just, if I'm pushing content out every week, it gets to a place where I'm like not able to access my true authentic message and my creativity that is attached to that. And I know that in order for me to access creativity and authenticity, I do need space and I need to slow down and be true to myself. And the world, you know, not you guys, but the podcast world, the algorithm rules, quote unquote rules, are, oh, well, you might have a better reach if you do a weekly episode. And now I'm like, well, I've done that for a year and that's been fun and I have enjoyed it, But now I'm going to play around with doing a bi-weekly, a bi-weekly episode. So all that to say, we're moving down to every 2 weeks and hopefully we'll maintain the quality. And yeah, so that's the first update. On the subject of podcasting, I'm also really excited to share with you that I entered myself into the Irish Podcast Awards. So I'm not so sure kind of what the deal is with that. There's multiple categories that you can enter, and I've entered into three different categories. And then there's also different kind of like scale of companies. So far what I've seen is a lot of the podcasts that enter and that win prizes are big productions with big teams that are like linked to big brands. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I have to say, it was a really fun process to enter. I had to also pay a little fee. It was a small fee for small businesses, which was really cool, in that they charge me less because I'm a small business compared to a big corporation. And so it was a small fee to pay. And yeah, so that was like a really nice thing to kind of just sit down and do and give myself permission to enter something like that. Like, an award isn't a huge deal for me, but I kind of thought, well, I've put a lot of work into this podcast and I'm connecting with people, and I do think I have an important message, and I do think I'm helping people, and I'm getting interesting responses. And the topic of the menstrual cycle and chronic pain and trauma and women's health and, you know, living in tune with our cyclical nature is very niche. Even the, you know, the women's health world, a lot of content out there is still very pathologizing, and, you know, this is how you fix your problem, which is fine and it serves a purpose. But I think the message that I'm trying to convey is this other, more deeper relational approach to the menstrual cycle and to our energies and our cyclical nature, and learning how to honor our rhythm and understand our nervous system, and not from a place of there's something wrong with me that needs to be fixed, but rather from a place of self-love and compassion and healing and collective healing and spirituality and creativity and and rejecting systems of oppression and rejecting hustle culture and rejecting the pressure to always be on all the time, because I think a lot of those systems and those pressures that are in the world, we internalize and they cause harm on the inside. So those are kind of my updates so far. I also, I'm in this place where, because my business is growing, or my one course is growing, which is really exciting. And I am getting asked to do more work for people. Yeah, I'm really having to navigate the boundaries there and energy management and not overextending myself. Because I think if I go into work, it completely defeats the purpose of what it is that I'm actually talking about. And I'll tell you, it's very easily done, because women's health and the menstrual cycle and any area under this realm and topic is, as you know, becoming really popular, and, you know, people are wanting your time and your energy. And it's just, you have to figure out how you can do it in a way that is still in alignment with your values. And, you know, the whole point of this work is to heal and to not burn out. Not that I don't burn out, I certainly have done this year and needed to, you know, have a good, honest, hard look in the mirror with myself about that, and a conversation with my therapist and a few other people. And yeah, I always find it so helpful. I was saying to my community practice group, one of the supervision groups that I have, this morning, that I love just, you know, even though I talk about this work and I teach menstruality, I also benefit so much from listening to other podcasts and guests I have on. I had Meredith Ochoa on last a couple of weeks ago, and her conversation really helped me personally. It really struck a chord with me about the importance of being authentic and listening to your intuition, and really listening when you're on your, you know, when you're on your bleed, when practicing menstrual cycle awareness, and really allowing yourself to connect to yourself when you're in that inner winter, and listen to what your intuition is saying. And how can we do that if I'm trying to respond to emails and I'm on my phone constantly and all that kind of stuff? So yeah, that was a really, really helpful conversation I had with her. And then another thing as well that's been really helpful for me this year, and that I actually see in a lot of clients too, is permission to let something be in a transition phase, or permission to let something be kind of messy. I used to have this tendency of like needing to figure things out immediately and needing things to be organized now and needing answers. And now I'm like, okay, there's laundry there. It's messy here. It's not a big deal. I'll get to it. What's actually priority today? And yeah, and just like, you know, going and doing the thing that you want to do, even if there's other things that are quote unquote supposed to be done. So that's been really helpful. And then I want to offer kind of finally some like business reflections and practice reflections that I've had. And as I sit here and reflect on the year and think about the work I've been doing with people, it's just so incredible to see people who are really leaning into claiming their own journey from pain to power. I had a client message me today who just had a very successful endometriosis surgery abroad. And yeah, like it's just incredible to see her, you know, share her results with me about that and see her journey. And I've journeyed that journey myself, as you know, from previous episodes about endometriosis. I left Ireland. I left the medical system in Ireland to be treated in the UK. And yeah, just that was a very empowering experience. Scary and difficult and challenging, a lot of fear, but also really worth it for me personally. And it's just so great to see all of you who are listening in and following along. Really what we're doing is we're kind of just trying to figure life out together, aren't we? We're trying to like figure life out together as women and as people with menstrual cycles. Figure out what's not ours, figure out what does belong to us, figure out our needs, figure out how to get those needs met, how we can take care of ourselves without letting perfectionism take over, learning to be okay with difficult feelings, physical or emotional feelings that come up, moving through waves of challenges, and prioritizing ourselves. And I'm really, really grateful that I know that you're all doing it with me and we're figuring it out together. And yeah, and I'm incredibly proud of seeing some of like the, you know, people I speak to, clients I've worked with, students I've had, and how they're living this work now, you know, and they're seeing results in their lives or in their work, and even just in how they feel. It's incredibly rewarding. And it's, you know, this is deep work. This is shamanic work, this work we're doing. And it's not always straightforward and it's not always clear. And people ask me like, what do you do with people? And I'm like, I coach and I do, and I educate. But really, I really support people to embody their power and their agency and have clarity on, you know, figuring out how to get there. And to live with more serenity and ease and joy and love and compassion. So that's really it. I have the menstrual cycle coaching, facilitation, and professional training coming up. The info webinar is coming up. We have officially opened the applications for 2023. Very excited. I have Rosie on board helping me with all the management of it this year. Every year there's an improvement and tweaks and changes. And yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm still grieving the last group, by the way, if you're listening. I'm still thinking of you a lot. And I'm hoping to open up more opportunities to work with graduates as well. It's not always going to be like, bye, see you. Like, I want there to be opportunities and places for people to come and reconnect, or, you know, like I have dreams of doing a retreat and having guest teachers for workshops and et cetera, et cetera. Because there's so many things to cover and learn and explore. But yeah, so that's just a side note for the graduates from last year. Hello. For anyone who's interested in joining, we have limited space and we have quite a large waiting list. So I do encourage you to come along to the live info webinar. We have the first one coming this week, this week on Wednesday. So click the link in the show notes and you will be able to register for the webinars. If you just scroll down into the sales page, you'll see the links for the webinars. We've got another webinar coming up in July, at the start of July, and then another webinar at the end of July. And the purpose of the webinar is to inform you more about the program, to help you get really clear on what the program is and what it isn't, who it's for, and what to expect from it and how you can benefit from it. I do think it's a fantastic program. It's a life-changing program, but it's not for everyone. So it's important that you have clarity on that. And also, what else did I want to say? Yeah, I'll be answering questions as well in the live webinar. I'm really excited about it. We're starting in October 2023 to March 2024. And it's a group experience. We have live lectures once a month on a Saturday. And then we have, you'll be put into a process group where that'll be like a smaller study group and with a lot more coaching and guidance from me and from the group. And there'll be a lot of coaching practice. And a lot of the focus of the professional training is really learning how to build a coaching practice, or how to integrate this work into your existing practice, and how to do it in a way where you don't have to work really hard, and how to do it in a way where you can learn with me from a place of feeling nourished in your body. I know signing up to an educational program, you might think, oh my God, I'm going to have to write loads of papers and do loads of study. This program isn't like that at all. This program is all about you really listening to your nervous system and learning from a place of honoring your nervous system, and through that supporting your clients with the same. And so we're really embodying this work. It will be challenging because we're so used to doing loads of work, but sometimes a lot of the work is unlearning and undoing. And yeah, it's really about supporting your clients to get the results they need. There's a difference between what clients think they need or want and what they actually need. So it's supporting, helping them find what they actually need, and holding space, sitting with clients, being in co-regulated spaces with clients, supporting them as they navigate their own traumas, as they use the tools of menstrual cycle awareness to heal. So that's what we're going to be doing in the professional training. So I'm going into a lot of detail now about this because I love it so much and I'm so excited about it. And there's so many different things you can do with this course. I have people who are psychotherapists integrating it into their practices. I have a nurse from last year who's wanting to open up her coaching practice. I have school teachers teaching this in schools in Ireland, a woman who's working in human rights and now who is doing workshops. There's so many different ways you can bring this work out into the world. So yeah, that'll be your creative edge. So that's it from me. Thank you for listening. And yeah, do click on the link in the show notes for more details about my work. I have free courses as well for anyone who's interested in learning more about trauma for themselves. And I wish you a lovely, lovely rest of your week, and hopefully see you at the information webinar for the professional training on Wednesday. And yeah, I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.